Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 63 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, September 2nd, 2010, from between Whether or Not, What Should I Do? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else? Put savings
hey.
In your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart.
You know, one day nothing is going to go wrong, and then I'll retire. Yes, every day is a special day at Hinky Dinky Supermarts. Of course, today is the day after a very special day. I'm going to be wishing my dad a happy birthday yesterday. I think it's yesterday where he is, on the other side of the international dateline or something. He's bobbing up and down on a ship in the Mediterranean. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, from 1966, this is The Equals featuring Eddie Grant. And what do we got here? We got Baby Come Back. What can I tell you? We are going to be paying tribute to my father, who just had a birthday off and on throughout tonight's program. He did tell me that there was a chance that he would tune in on the ship's internet connection at 3:30 in the morning where he is, which is the time it is. It's be about 3:35 right now there, in the bathroom with his headphones on. I haven't received any email indicating one way or another whether he followed through on that. This is the first of several dedications to the old man. He is en route from Split, a city in Croatia. And this is Lou Rawls and Split.
There ain't nothing but miles and miles of mass confusion. I gotta get away, gotta get away. My soul, yeah, my soul has got to find seclusion. I gotta get away, gotta get away, gotta get away. The Split is the only way. Split from the world is insane. I gotta break loose and get away. Cause my head's about to split from the pain. From the pain, from the pain, from the pain. Yeah, yeah. Thunder, the pounding in my head. Myself a powder. Gotta get away, gotta get away. The Split is a trip away. Split from the world of man. I got to break loose and slip away. I got to split from the crowd if I can, 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 can, can. Nothing.
Actually, the I'm corrected. The title of that song is Split. The song is Split by Lou Rawls. Apparently, in Split, you can't get oysters this time of year. It's too far north. And that was a grave, grave disappointment to my dad. When we were in Croatia a few years ago, we were further south down around Dubrovnik, and the seafood, especially the oysters, were mighty fine. I see that I have a listener tuned in that tells me he's connected via the Maritime Telecommunications Network out of Miami, Florida, and that sounds a lot like a cruise ship to me. So this is for you, Dad. This everything tonight is for you, Dad. Not this song especially, but I see that you're tuned in, and happy belated birthday. I hope you're having a great time. Try to keep it down there in the bathroom. Don't wake Sherry. This is The Faces from 1971.
Thank you.
Stay With Me. That's The Faces from 1971. And this is from the year 2010. That's correct. The band Los Lobos hadn't released an album in almost 4 years. They just recently, here in the last few weeks, did so. The one time I played some Los Lobos on the show, it was a request by my father. This is a dedication to my father. This song from the album Tin Can Trust is entitled Do the Murray. Indeed, my father is in the cabin bathroom, floating on the Adriatic, as it appears, floating towards Venice, where they'll be spending about a week or so, I'm told. From 1966, this is Tommy McLean and his rather unique version of Sweet Dreams, a song popularized by Ms. Patsy Cline. Thank you. Spend a great deal of time on this program visiting the 1970s, but we're going to spend a little more time than usual in the 1960s, staying right in that decade right now. From 1965, this is the Dixie Cups and their biggest hit, Ico, Ico.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now, hey now, hey now. Ico, Ico, ande, Giacomo Fino, anane, Giacomo Finane. Look at my king all dressed in red. Ico, Ico, ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finane, talking about hey now. Hey now, I go one day. Shagamo fino anande, shagamo finande. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now, hey now, I go one day. Shagamo fino anande. Oh, yeah. See that guy all dressed in green, Ico, Ico, one day. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Shagamo Finane, talking about hey now, hey now, Ico, Ico, one day. Shagamo Fino, Anane, Shagamo Finane. Talking about hey now, hey now, Ico, Ico, ande, Shagamo Fino, anane, Shagamo Finane, Shagamo Finane, Shagamo Finane.
You know, I have a feeling I misspoke, and Chapel of Love was probably a bigger hit for the Dixie Cubs, than Ico, Ico was. Sticking with the 60s, in 1962, this one from Mr. Ricky Nelson. Some people called him a teenage idol.
Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel I'll always always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame, and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. I get no rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bags and go. I've gotta be somewhere tomorrow to smile and do my show. I travel around from town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame, and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they've got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be.
I feel bad for Ricky. I didn't know he'd had it so bad. Doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me. From 1987, this is the Coward Brothers and a song called The People's Limousine.
Chilly Florentine evening, two men in evening heads, telling tales of the underground and fishing for reds. Policemen on the doozies, stand guard but they don't speak, and say no Michelangelo, he'll be here next week.
Girl in shoes with crystal heels, chaperoned by a brother. They raise a glass of amber wine, take pictures of each other. Of the policemen in the fountains, and the sickle and the hammer. And they hail at Uncle Romulus with his walking cane and camera.
She looked like someone's girlfriend. She looked like a dream. She looked as unlikely as the people.
Sit by me, girl, for I breathe the breath out of you. Hush your mouth and cover your eyes, for I tell you part of you. He'd pay to have you painted in the company of angels, only to find you flirting you with Chico Marx and perverted angles.
She looked like someone's girlfriend. She looked like a dream. She looked as unlikely as the people.
Patron saint of television smiles down from the shelf. Romulus can criticize, but he can't bless himself. He has a tin of pea green paint and a big roll of black tape to vandalize these obscenities, then make his escape.
She walked up to the nice policeman and asked him for a mesh. He saw Romulus approaching and slipped out the safety catch. Then cut down her uncle, he was painted red and green. Just as she was kidnapped in the people's limousine. She looked like someone's girlfriend. She looked like a dream. She looked
course, the Coward Brothers are also known as T-Bone Burnett and Elvis Costello. That was recorded during the time period around Elvis's King of America album that T-Bone produced. And there's a really good chance that there is a particular guitar player that played on both of the last two songs we listened to, the Ricky Nelson from 1962 and the Coward Brothers track from 1987. James Burton was Ricky Nelson's lead guitar player and also played in Elvis's band around that time. I really hadn't planned that. It just occurred to me while we were listening to that song. Brings us up to right around the top of the hour.
Take me out to the boonies, take me out in the truck. Oh, buy me some peanuts and frankincense. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the whole. Even if they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3, strike, you're out at the old ball game.
Well, there's not really much to tell this week. The Cubs' great Hall of Fame second baseman and AAA Iowa Cubs manager Ryan Sandberg has been formally interviewed for the 2011 manager's job, but the Chicago Sun-Times' Gordon Wittenmeyer reports that former Florida Marlins manager Freddie Gonzalez tops GM Jim Hendry's list of candidates. So we'll just have to wait and see about that. And at this rate, with so little worthwhile Cubs news, we'll probably begin the Cornhusker football report on next week's show. I think there's a great likelihood that could happen. And that's about it. So, what, you might well ask, was the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area 40 years ago this week? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Robin McNamara from 1970 with this number right here, Lay a Little Lovin' on Me.
You need some more love, baby. Can't you see? Oh, no, can't you see? Ever since we kissed that night, ever since I held you tight, I just don't want nobody else. So put your lips on mine, leave them there till the morning. Not enough of you, babe, I'm sick.
Every day
I need the day and every night time too, babe.
Every day,
oh,
every day.
Don't you know what I got inside? Love's big to hide. Love that's growing day by day. You're such a pretty child, you're about to drive me wild.
Lay a little lovin' on me.
Let me hear you now.
Lay a little lovin' on me.
You're gonna want me.
another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. From time to time, the famed feathered fighter is called upon to make personal appearances at important Midland City civic and or social events. And such a distinguished event is the annual Midland City Father and Son Banquet. A banquet quite popular among daddies and their little boy.
Yeah, what is it, Mac?
How do you do? I am the wonderful white-winged weekend warrior.
Oh, yeah, you're one of the acts. Come on in.
Thank you.
This way. Okay, now listen, you'll go on right after the magician out there, and you'll be working with her.
Hello there, Feathers.
Hello. What will you be doing on stage, Miss,
Call me Dolores. I do a very artistic interpretive dance. What do you do?
I fly.
Oh, yeah? I don't think I've ever worked with a trapeze artiste before.
Yeah, what is it, lady?
How do you do? I am Mildred Harbour, the Winged Warrior's mother. I would like to speak with my son.
Oh, yeah, come on in.
Thank you.
Hey, you with the wings. Your mother's here to talk to you.
Benton Harbour.
Oh, hello, mother.
What are you doing in this place, Benton Harbour?
Well, I'll be flying, mother, while this young lady here does a very artistic
interpretive dance.
Young lady, split.
Mother, I have pledged to these good people that I would...
Shh, Benton. Help me with my mask.
Your what, mother?
Stage manager?
Yeah.
You may announce that I'll be appearing with my son.
Mother, I don't think you should go out there, really.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on this stage, the Friendly Fellows Lodge number 14 is happy to present Midland City's White-Winged Warrior, accompanied by... What do you call yourself, lady?
Mildred, the Masked Mother.
Mildred, the Masked Mother.
Mildred, the Masked Mother.
Mother, I really don't think you should appear out there. I don't think it would be.
It's a word! All right, boys, smash down the door.
This way, Mother, quickly.
Open up the door.
Well, Midland City forces of evil, beware, for now you must contend with two finely fashioned, familiar, feathered fighters, finally. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
And I know that no tribute to my father would be complete without an up-to-date episode of Chicken Man. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, Pop. From 2001, this is Kansas native Freddie Johnston from, oh golly, I forget what album. It's from Right Between the Promises is the album that this is from, and this is a song called Anyone. Yeah, that's Freddie Johnston from the year 2001 and Anyone. And this was recorded in 1938. I have really bad gums tonight, or lips, or teeth, or tongue, or something. It's a mess. Recorded in 1938, the year of my father's birth. This is For a Jolly Good Fellow. This is For He's a Jolly Good Fellow by the Leonard Feather Swing Band.
Oh, by golly, he's a jolly good fellow.
Feel like listening to a little vinyl. This is the record that's been sitting on my turntable right here since the last time I played some vinyl. So we're going to hear another track off of Paul Simon's 1973 album, There Goes Rhymin' Simon. This is An American Tune.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home, so far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. Don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, what's gone wrong? I can't what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. And looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying. And high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. Oh, we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. You can be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day. And I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I've tried. Get some rest.
That's one of my favorite Paul Simon compositions, American Tune from 1973. And I've been promising or threatening for weeks to remember to play something from the new release by one of the great, great artists of my lifetime. That would be Mr. Tom Jones, who released an album called Praise and Blame back around the end of July. It's entitled that because it's largely a recording made up of various gospel tunes, but this is more of a blues standard. Here's Tom Jones and his version of Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, nobody's fault but mine. My sister taught me how to read. My sister taught me how to read. If I die and my soul be lost, nobody's fault but mine. I got a Bible in my home. I got a Bible in my home. If I don't read, my soul be lost. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, nobody's fault but mine. I got good loving in my home. I've got good love in my home. If I leave that love behind, nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If
mother taught me how to pray. My mother taught me how to pray. If I die, then my soul be lost. Nobody's fault but mine.
I dare somebody to tell me that man doesn't still have it. That's Tom Jones from 2010 and the Praise and Blame album and Nobody's Fault But Mine. While we're listening to some fine gospel, let's listen to some Sister Rosetta Tharpe from 1938. Please pay special attention to the really rockin' guitar. This is 1938, keep in mind. That's Sister Rosetta playing the guitar as well as singing Rock Me.
That I'm saying, wash my soul with water from on high. While the world of love is around me, evil thoughts do bind me. But oh, if you leave me, I will die. You hide me.
Fine stuff from 1938, like my father. Other fine stuff from 1938. And from 1964, we're going to begin to wind things down on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. If you stopped, I'd stop. That's how it works. This is Irma Thomas, and what is it called? It's called I Wish Someone Would Care.
Getting home.
gonna last. Success has come to lots of them.
Thank you very much for joining me this week, and join me again next week. I promise it'll be every bit as scintillating as this week was. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. A dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?